You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
I think one of the most common things that people say they want to do in the new year is to find a new job. Everyone's looking to be fulfilled. And sometimes that's a tall order. It's hard to do that, especially if you've been at the same place for a long time. You don't even know where to begin.
Professional fulfillment along with personal fulfillment, and they kind of go hand in hand a lot of times, right? If you feel comfortable and you're making a good wage, you're going to feel pretty good about other things. You can tackle life better.
That's right. It's Anna and Raven, and we're all about January, things that you can do to make yourself better in 2020. Not so much a resolution, but just little ways to make yourself awesome. And joining us, it's Elizabeth Duckowitz. She's from Robert Half, one of the leading staffing experts in the country. You can find them at roberthalf.com.
Actually, we're global, funny enough, and we have a large presence in the Northeast, including Long Island and Connecticut. It can be a great way to uncover opportunities that may not be available to the public. It can give you interviewing tips, resume tips, and there's a number of free resources available online, including our salary guide, as well as just some helpful do's and don'ts of what not to do in an interview. Get advice not only on what industry trends are looking like, but also specifically compensation trends.
Well, that's really important because you know how many times I Google how much do radio DJs make?
Right.
I don't know if I fall in the
Nobody
norm.
Knows.
No one knows.
We still don't know.
We don't know what each other makes.
Right.
Like, no one has any idea. It's so weird. It's so nice that there's somebody that can be like, no, you're being paid fine. Or no, you could probably ask for more.
It's easier than tackling somebody in the hallway and rifling through their paycheck stubs.
Right.
I wouldn't recommend that, but it's a great way to really understand what you're worth. You know, a lot of times you want to make more money before deciding to just bite the bullet and find a new job. It may be worth having a conversation about asking for a raise.
Or realizing that you're already grossly overpaid.
Right.
And that your talent will not actually carry you to success somewhere else.
There's that.
God, I hope my kid's listening.
I'm going to make you laugh, Elizabeth. My first job placement was through Robert Half.
Really?
Yeah, I was very, very young, probably like 20. I got a job at Philip Morris, which is ironic because it was like all the cigarettes. But my
the tobacco
job,
company. I mean, what a huge company to go work for.
Right, but do you know what my job was?
What?
You have to remember, like, I was in college.
You were the cigarette promo girl?
No, I had to go into each of, like, the convenience stores.
Okay.
And I had to change out, like, the different advertisements. So that was my job.
Nice.
Yeah, that was my first job they placed me. And then another one was kind of, like, secretarial at, like, a small company for a couple weeks. And I remember I really liked it.
Uh-huh.
It was like a good experience to do a bunch of different things and get my feet wet and learn what it was like to work.
Well, that's one of the best things, too, especially if you're unemployed. Temporary work is such a great way to just gain experience, get your foot in the door somewhere, and just diversify your background. So whether it's cigarette advertisements or...
That didn't go in that direction.
You know,
but you
accounting.
Were dressed as Joe Camel, walking around, handing them out at kids' playgrounds.
No, not so much.
Not very
that.
Grown up.
No.
But that's good. I mean, I feel like you guys might have fired Anna after a while. She's changed careers so many times.
But I remember being all excited when they were like, oh, they're going to pay you $13 an hour, which back then was like a lot for a college
right?
I'm like, yes, sounds good. Where do I sign up? Coming up next, the three things that you can do to make yourself more attractive to companies with Elizabeth from Robert Half. Next, with Anna and Raven. January, things that you can do that are not resolutions. They're just small things you can do to improve quality of life in 2020. And a lot of people say they want that new job this year. Joining us, it's Elizabeth Duckowitz from Robert Half. You can visit them online at roberthalf.com. It's Anna and Raven. Elizabeth, three things that you can do to make yourself more attractive to companies when you're looking for a new job.
I would say the top three things would be to plan and put a strategy together. There are a number of things you can do before you even start applying to jobs. One of those things is checking your online presence. I know, have you ever Googled yourself before?
Oh, every day.
She Googles herself, Anna's app, hot all the time.
It comes up because I've searched it so many many times.
They're not all her photos.
No.
Incidentally.
No.
I'm still trying to figure out how to get my MySpace down because that's just embarrassing.
Nice. I'll totally like your band. Don't worry about it.
But that said, you'd be surprised what's out there. So I think before you start applying, Google yourself, see what's out there.
Every person that's ever applied to work with us, Raven, I've Googled them to see what comes up, and I've been, like, shocked.
Yeah, sometimes. It eliminates people. It really does. And not even sometimes based on content, but for me, it's common sense. Like, it shows a lack of common sense if you are posting things that are offensive, that are not law-abiding. Guys, who are you impressing? Certainly not a prospective employer.
Couldn't agree more. And it's obviously okay to have social networking sites. Keep them private.
Right.
But when it comes to the professional sites such as LinkedIn, it's such a great networking tool, whether you're an entry-level stage of your career or later on. So many recruiters use LinkedIn for recruiting purposes, for networking purposes. So I can't stress that enough, and keeping that professional. Keep the photo professional, simple, and updated.
My profile's terrible on that. Explains why I'm here in this room.
Elizabeth Duckowitz from Robert Half with us. I have my picture from 7 years ago when I'm about 30 pounds lighter. Is that misleading? Just be honest.
I think you're good.
Okay.
She's so nice.
I know.
She's very giving.
All right, second thing you can do.
The second thing, and probably one of the most common questions I get is, you know, in the competitive market that we're in, how do you stand out from the thousands of resumes that are applying to the same position?
Yeah.
And I think it's hard to put everything on one piece of paper or 1 to 2 pages when it comes to your resume. Keep it simple, but tailor it to the actual position you're applying to, whether it's the hard skills or the soft skills that are listed in the job description, making sure that your resume is specific to the role you're applying to.
People get lazy with that. I know in the past I have, because it's like every single time you apply for a job, you're like, oh, no one's even going to see this. And then you have to redo your resume. But you have to. Otherwise, like somebody, if it actually gets in the right hands, they're not going to take you seriously.
Hmm. Well, and I think the latest statistic is somebody looks at your resume an average of 6 seconds. So you want to make sure that the key things are popping out to them so you're just not passed off to the next.
And what's the third thing we can do?
Can't stress this enough. Making sure you are following up and saying thank you, whether it's an email thank you, a handwritten no. I mean, not only does it show appreciation, but it also is going to set you apart from most people who don't do that.
Oh, we know. We know
that. We do indeed. Yeah.
Show that you are interested and enthusiastic about the role. I know it's very frustrating when you're applying to positions and you don't hear back. You just got to stay positive, but keep the follow-up professional, and you never want to come across as pushy or persistent.
What do you think about emails versus actual hard cards that are sent for thank you notes?
Either way, you're getting the point across, but I think the handwritten note is really what almost kind of is that one little step that's going to make you set yourself apart even more from other candidates.
What if you send an edible arrangement along with it?
I was going to say, how about some sort of beach pose photo or something like that, and I'll drench it in my perfume.
That may be a little bit too much depending on where you're applying.
Yeah, it all depends on the job, girlfriend.
Yeah, and the edible arrangements, those things can get pretty pricey. So depending on how many interviews you're going on, you may want to pick and choose where you send those.
All right. Elizabeth Duckowitz from Robert Half. You can visit them online at roberthalf.com. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.